Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's John Hansen in for Lisa Dent. Chicago's afternoon news as we get ready for Labor Day weekend. Well, we got the best and worst states to work, according at least to Oxfam America. And joining us is a senior research advisor to explain where Illinois fits in that. Caitlin Henderson, thanks for hopping on with us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, so, you know, I like to celebrate anytime Illinois gets ranked high on any list in the positive, and I would say 10th is not too bad, and that's where Illinois is at on this list, right?
Absolutely. Illinois is doing great. It's 10 out of 52 because this is a ranking of all 50 states plus D.C. and Puerto Rico, and Illinois not only is in the top 10 but is leading the entire Midwest.
And why is that? What parameters do you use to measure a great state to work in?
So our index looks at three big themes, which is wages, worker protections, and the right to organize. And Illinois does pretty well across every single theme. So we actually look at 26 different policies across those themes. So I won't go into every single policy, but you can find that on our website. But Illinois is doing great. It has a much stronger minimum wage than a lot of other states. It has a lot of protections for pregnant workers. It allows breastfeeding accommodations in the workplace. Equal pay is required. It's one of the few states that has a protection for domestic workers. And Illinois absolutely protects the right to organize for workers.
Okay, so what states are beating us?
The states above Illinois, mostly they're on the coast. So number one this year is Oregon, followed very closely by California, Washington, and D.C. New York is the top five. And then ahead of Illinois, we've got Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Colorado.
I'd just like to know where the targets are ahead of us, by the way.
Right. Yeah, it's mostly on the coast. I would say the only reason those states are beating Illinois is we're looking at higher minimum wages, and those are states that all have paid leave. So that's the big thing that's kind of missing for Illinois. Our top three this year also have protections for workers, for outdoor workers against heat. With the climate change getting worse and worse, we really need to be cautious of making sure people are protected from heat illness and injury.
I wanted to ask, do you guys take into consideration anything like, as I'm sure some people would say, okay, maybe it's a great state to work in, but our taxes are a little bit higher here in Illinois. Maybe, you know, people have talked about crime rates. Do you guys take any of those like living factors into consideration too when you make this list?
Well, one of the things we did this year is look at all the policies we're tracking and compare them to different measures of well-being as tracked by the federal government. So we looked at how a state scores on our index as compared to the rate of poverty, the rate of food insecurity, and the rate of infant mortality. And what I will tell you is the better you do on our index, the lower the likelihood of poverty, food insecurity, and infant mortality in the state. So we are looking at measures of well-being, and the truth is, compared to a lot of states, Illinois is doing really well.
What would be some things that Illinois would need to do, in your guys' opinion, to go up the rankings?
So number one biggest thing I would say is passing paid leave. Illinois still does not have paid family or paid sick leave, which means if you or a family member gets sick, you'll have to miss a day of work and miss out on that paycheck. Or if you are going to give birth, you don't have the right to paid leave to have that time to have a kid. So that's a huge thing that most the other states that are doing better in the index do have on the books. That's one easy change that can happen in Illinois. The other thing I would really put forward is raising the tipped minimum wage. Right now, Illinois has a sub-minimum tipped wage of $7.20, so it's below the actual minimum wage in the state of $12. If you move that number up, it really, really helps a huge number of workers, especially the restaurant industry is huge in Illinois. It would make a big difference.
Caitlin, you're mentioning a lot of policies that a lot of people do agree with, that some, though, that other people do not agree with, right? And you do kind of end up with this blue states seem to be at the top of your list and red states seem to be at the bottom. What would you say if someone offered the criticism that perhaps your list favors policies of one party and perhaps you're missing some of the broader things that people would argue pro-business policies do that actually do benefit workers?
Well, for us, it's really not about politics. It's mostly about what are the policies that really prioritize the well-being of workers and working families. And those policies really are questions of things like paid leave, right? If you get sick, you shouldn't have to lose your job or lose a paycheck because it's not your fault. And, you know, one of the things that we look at is how do states support public school teachers? Public education is a huge cornerstone of this country, and public teachers are one of the largest sectors in the country, and overwhelmingly are women. And so it really is, how are we supporting the workers that are absolutely essential to the well-being of this country, that keep all of us safe, that keep our economy humming? And the question is, how are states supporting those workers? And so it's really not a question of Democrats or Republicans, left or right. It's more, how are we as a society stepping up to make sure people are safe and healthy and paid a fair wage?
Last question before I let you go. Some people might say, well, we've been having stories of companies leaving Illinois. If things are so good here, why are the companies leaving? Although I guess that it might answer itself there a bit.
Yeah, I don't know why companies would leave Illinois. Frankly, I think Illinois is a great state, and it's a state that really shows up and steps up for its residents in a way that's quite beautiful. So I think if people want to leave Illinois, then they're just missing out on the opportunity to work with great people.
All right, Caitlin Henderson, I really appreciate your time over at Oxfam America, and you can read the whole report there on their website. Let's get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.